Hi, dear friends. I'm Heavy, your English teacher and the founder of HEP. My mission here is to help you speak English fluently and confidently. At the same time, with no grammar or textbook, you just listen to my audios. Before I start, don't forget to like and share this podcast. To share benefits, of course, over your friends and your surrounding. Let's talk about the importance of moving and studying English at the same time. In other words, doing two tasks in a while. Let's get started. Let me ask you a question. Try to imagine someone learning English. He or she is preparing to study a new lesson. How do you picture the scene? Perhaps this person sitting at home in a quiet corner with an open book or open dictionary or open... Maybe this person have been sitting for hours and trying to learn and memorize some content. At least that's the typical image that pops into my mind and my memory whenever I imagine an English student following the traditional method. Now, let's visualize a different scene. Let's imagine together someone walking around. Their whole body is moving. The feet transmit movement to the legs and the entire body. The arms are swinging slightly and the brain receives more oxygen. You can't be too lazy when you walk, believe me, can you? For me, the second state is the perfect one for learning. You may tell me why. Because the brain is awake. It can acquire new knowledge faster. There is no need to carry around any textbook or any dictionary or pencil. That would be practical at all while you are walking. And people may start pointing you on the street as if you were doing something practical. There is no much more efficient way to learn English. You can now improve your English considerably by listening to interesting audios, especially the audios that you like. There is no need to sit in a chair and listen to my audios or any favorite audios or podcasts. The only thing you need is your cell phone and your headphones. Start taking a nice walk every day and improve your English skills at the same time. English is very important for you at this period of time. Try to seize the opportunity of the lockdown and walk around in your city and have something about English. In fact, these lessons are designed in such manner so that you can stimulate a conversation in English wherever you can or whenever you can get some spare time. You will learn English faster than ever, believe me. You will get in great shape too. You can't ask for more. Can you? You are not still convinced? Okay, let me tell you something about famous persons. Famous people did remarkable things and important things while they were walking or while they were having a walk. For example, Charles Dickens. Charles Dickens got to know London while he was walking every day for 5 hours. These walks also helped him relieve anxiety. another famous person, Beethoven, for example, the famous composer, he enjoyed taking long walks. These walks were essential for his creativity. He would always carry a pen and a sheet of music paper. Now that you have got inspired by all these great men, start learning English while doing something positive. You are doing sport. It's good for your health and your body. And you are learning English at the same time. It's better to say, to hit two birds with one stone. That's okay. That's the end of this episode. Try to remember and to listen it to several times if you can. It will help you with your English. It's better to say, listening is the food of your brain. Try to listen. The more you listen, the better you will be. You can inspire in this episode any platform available. If you want to listen to my podcast, try to listen to my podcast anywhere, in any platform available. For example, on the Google Podcast, iTunes, Spotify, or on Facebook. Thank you so much. I hope that you get benefits from my podcast. It was about listening while exercising, learning English while doing sport at the same time. Thank you so much for listening. Please don't forget to like and share it for your friend, to spread benefits over your friends and your surroundings. Thank you so much for listening. See you in next episode. Bye-bye.